Okay, Tough Tzadi Zion says, Gimel, Afilu Sveik Tzeda Aser, even if you're not sure if something was trapped on Yontif or not, you are not allowed to benefit from it. It is Aser, it is Muksa. You put out some traps before Yontif, and the next day you come out on Yontif, and hey, there's things in it, Asurim, you're not allowed to use those. They're Muksa. Unless you know for sure for a fact that it was trapped before Yontif. It's a Mefarish Mishnah in Maseches Beitzah. But if you find that the things were already a little bit ruined before Yontif, then for sure that's because something was trapped in it on Erev Yontif and you could benefit from it. So why, if you didn't check, you weren't standing there right before Yontif. So how come we're Machmir? Isn't this a Suffolk Durabanan? Because the Muksa is only Durabanan anyway, so shouldn't we say Suffolk Durabanan Lakula? So there's two possible reasons given in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because since it's a Dabar She'eshel Matirin, which means just wait till after Yontif, and then you can use it. So don't eat it on Yontif, because you can wait till after Yontif, and it won't be Muksa anymore. So therefore he says that that's why you're not allowed to use it on Yontif, because it's a Dabar She'eshel Matirin. The Shaar HaTzion brings a different reason, and that's that sometimes Chazal decided that they want to be Machmir even on a Suffolk Durabanan. So the Nafka Minah between the two is what happens if it's really if you wait till after Yontif, it's going to get ruined, because this type of animal is going to get ruined if you wait till after Yontif. So it's no longer a Dabar She'eshel Matirin, so it wouldn't be Muksa because of that. However, still, maybe Chazal decided to be Machmir in this case. So the Shaar HaTzion says, since there's a lot to rely on, you could be Mekel if you want to, and use it if it's going to get ruined after Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, you'd be allowed to use it no matter what, and you don't even have to wait Bechdei Sheyase, because no one trapped it. It was trapped on its own, and therefore it's okay. And it's not only Suffolk Tzeda, it's any Suffolk Muksa at all. We're Machmir on it like a Shel Torah, and we're going to say that you're going to be Machmir, probably because of Dabar She'eshel Matirin, but again, any Muksa is going to be, Suffolk Muksa is going to be Usser. If you're not sure if something was prepared before Yontif or not, so on Yontif Sheni, we're Mekil because we have a Svek Sveka. What is the Svek Sveka? Maybe this isn't the real Yontif, and maybe it was really trapped before Yontif. So it's a Svek Sveka, and therefore we are Mekil. And even though it's a Dabar She'eshel Matirin, we're still Mekil, because on a Svek Sveka, we're Mekil even by a Dabar She'eshel Matirin. And there are some who are Machmir, because this gets to the fundamental machlokes in what is the Yontif of Yom Tov Sheni. Is it really just Midin Safek, or is it Midin Vadai that Chazal established that we need to keep the second day of Yontif as a real Yontif, because even though it used to be because of a Safek, now that we know when the calendar is, we still say Minag Avosenu Biyadenu, and that's why we continue to keep the second day of Yontif anyway, even though it's Durabanan, it's still a Vada Mi Durabanan, and therefore there's only one Safek, and Safek Muchan would be Aser. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should really be Machmir. So even though, again, the Machaber comes out that it's Mutter Mishum Svek Svek Up, that's because he holds that Yom Tov Sheni is Midin Safek, but really there are many who holds that Yom Tov Sheni is Midin Vadai, and that's why we continue to keep Yom Tov Sheni to this day, except for those of us that live in Eretz Yisrael.